shut your car down, shut a whole bunch of cars down, because everything is now wired up.
Today's leading automakers are incorporating computer control features into new model cars to help drivers navigate, maintain lanes, avoid collisions, park, and back up. All these features are vulnerable to hacking. Researchers at the University of California and the University of Washington have used music CDs to introduce viruses into car computer systems, taking over their controls. In one test, research teams using a laptop in an adjacent vehicle wirelessly disabled the electronic braking system of a car traveling at 40 miles per hour. And that's just today's technology. The ultimate in vehicle automation is Google's self-driving car, now legal for road use in 3 states, California, Nevada, and Florida. Google employees have road tested the cars commuting to work in Silicon Valley. Advocates say driverless cars, that is, vehicles directed by a smartphone app, will cut down on accidents, reduce traffic congestion, and allow people with disabilities like blindness to drive, so to speak. But the FBI's Directorate of Intelligence warns that these benefits come up with a downside. Quote, autonomy will make mobility more efficient, but will also open up greater possibilities for dual-use applications and ways for a car to be more of a potential lethal weapon than it is today. For instance, driverless cars could be used for stalking or surveillance, or as getaway vehicles, leaving criminals free to shoot at pursuers.